Welcome back, Savvy Leaders. Today we're tackling a critical juncture in your business's journey, leadership transitions. Think of it as stepping up from playing in the minor leagues to taking your swings in the majors. This module is all about evolving from a hands-on doer to a visionary leader, steering your growing enterprise through the thickets of expansion. In New Boss on the Block, Leadership Transitions, we'll dissect the metamorphosis necessary for business owners as they shift roles and responsibilities to match the scaling size and complexity of their operations. Here's what we're going to be covering. First, we'll look at leadership styles adjustment. What worked in the garage won't fly in the corporate suite. Then we'll take a look at delegation dynamics, mastering the art of letting go without losing control. Then we'll look at communication mastery, keeping the lines open across expanding teams. Next up is culture crafting. As the leader goes, so goes the culture, steering the ship with your values. And finally, we'll look at decision-making shifts, how to move from gut feelings to informed strategies. As the iconic Steve Jobs once quipped, innovation distinguishes between a leader and a follower. So if you're ready to innovate your leadership style, grab your notepad and let's dive in. As your business evolves, so too must your approach to leading it. Moving from a hands-on soloist to an orchestrating conductor is crucial as you scale. This transformation involves shifting from micromanaging to empowering, from direct oversight to strategic guidance. Let's explore how to refine your leadership style to stay effective as your company grows. In the early stages of your business, you were likely involved in every decision and process, much like the soloist who plays every note to their own tune. However, as your business expands, continuing in this way is not only unsustainable, it can be a bottleneck to growth. The role of a conductor is not to play every instrument, but to ensure that all musicians, your team members, play in harmony towards a unified vision. Here's how you can make this shift. First, begin by hiring people whose skills complement and exceed your own in specific areas. Once on board, trust them to handle their responsibilities. This trust is built through a combination of hiring right, training, and then gradually stepping back to let your team members take the lead in their areas of expertise. Next, provide a clear direction and set overarching goals for the company. Make sure these are well communicated and understood by all team members. Your role is to keep the team aligned with these objectives, helping to steer their efforts rather than dictate every action. Allow team members to own their roles fully. This means giving them the authority to make decisions within their scope. Encourage a culture where accountability is celebrated and mistakes are seen as learning opportunities. And finally, while you're giving more control to your team, regular check-ins are essential to stay aligned. These shouldn't be micromanaging, but rather opportunities to offer strategic advice, help remove obstacles, and provide constructive feedback. Empowerment is key, and empowerment goes beyond delegating tasks. It's about fostering an environment where team members are motivated to take initiative and drive their own areas of work. Here's how you can empower your team effectively. Ensure your team has access to the tools and training necessary to perform their roles at the highest level. Invest in their development and you'll see a return in the form of a more capable and dedicated workforce. Encourage innovation by allowing room for trial and error. This means crafting a culture where calculated risks are encouraged and failures are not met with punitive measures, but viewed as a part of the learning curve. Acknowledge and reward efforts that go above and beyond. Recognition not only motivates the individual, but it also sets an example for the rest of the team about what is valued within the organization. And finally, maintain open lines of communication, encourage team members to voice their ideas, concerns, and feedback. This can lead to new insights and innovations that can drive the business forward. Transitioning from a soloist to a conductor is not just about changing your leadership style, it's about evolving with your business. By trusting your team's expertise, setting a clear vision, and empowering them to take initiative, you position your business for sustainable growth and continued success. As you make this shift, remember that your role is evolving into one of influence and direction, guiding your team towards a harmonious and dynamic performance. Let's take a look now at mastering delegation, elevating efficiency and team potential. Delegation is a pivotal skill for any leader looking to scale their business. It's about more than just offloading tasks. It's about strategically empowering your team to contribute effectively to business goals. When done correctly, delegation enhances efficiency, it fosters trust, and develops your team's capabilities. Here's a detailed guide on how to master the art of delegation. The first step in effective delegation is identifying which tasks can be delegated. This involves understanding the importance of each task and your own unique role in accomplishing them. Here's how to determine which tasks can be delegated. Regularly review your tasks and identify which ones require your unique expertise and which do not. Tasks that are routine, time-consuming, and do not require your strategic input are prime candidates for delegation. Evaluate how each task impacts your business. Tasks that are crucial for long-term success but not reliant on your personal execution can be delegated to trusted team members. Some tasks, while important, can be used as development opportunities for your team members. Delegating these tasks can help them grow skills and increase their value to the team. Delegating effectively means matching tasks with the right people. Here's how to ensure you're entrusting tasks to the appropriate team members. Understand the individual strengths and skills of your team members. Delegate tasks to those whose abilities align with the requirements of the task. Ensure that the chosen team members have the capacity to take on new tasks. Also consider their interest and career goals. Delegating tasks that align with their aspirations can increase engagement and performance. And finally, consider the past performance of team members when delegating critical tasks. Those who have demonstrated reliability and quality in their work are better candidates for more complex delegations. Once you've identified the tasks and the right people, the next step is setting clear expectations. This clarity prevents misunderstandings and sets your team up for success. You want to clearly articulate what a successful outcome looks like for each delegated task. Be specific about what needs to be achieved and the standards expected. Set realistic deadlines for task completion. Provide a timeline that includes not just the final deadline, but also key milestones along the way. Define the scope of authority that the team member has in relation to the task. Make sure they understand what decisions they can make independently and when they need to seek approval. Ensure that team members have access to the tools, resources, and information needed to complete the task effectively. Be available to provide guidance and answer questions. And finally, establish a system for ongoing feedback throughout the task. Regular check-ins can help keep the task on track and provide an opportunity for guidance and course correction as needed. Mastering delegation is essential for business leaders looking to scale operations efficiently. By identifying the right task to delegate, choosing the appropriate team members, and setting clear expectations, you not only enhance your team's efficiency, but you also empower them to take ownership and contribute significantly to the business's success. Remember, effective delegation is a balance between control and trust, and mastering it can transform your business dynamics profoundly. Let's take a look now at communication mastery, ensuring clarity and cohesion in growing teams. Effective communication is the backbone of any thriving business, especially as it grows and team dynamics become more complex. Mastery of communication ensures that everyone is on the same page, reducing misunderstandings and fostering a culture of transparency and efficiency. Here's how to refine your communication strategies to support a growing team. As your business expands, the frequency and complexity of tasks increase, making regular updates essential. These updates help maintain alignment and momentum across the team. Implement regular structured meetings such as daily stand-ups, weekly team meetings, and monthly all-hands meetings. Each has a specific purpose. Daily stand-ups keep everyone aligned on daily tasks and immediate hurdles. Weekly meetings can address larger projects and department issues. Monthly all-hands meetings provide a broader update and reinforce the company's vision and progress. You want to utilize tools that facilitate smooth communication and document sharing, such as Slack, Microsoft Teams, or Asana. These tools offer real-time communication and can be used to manage projects, share updates, and maintain a central repository of information and resources that can be accessed by team members anytime. And finally, ensure that updates on key projects are communicated regularly through emails or project management tools, keeping all stakeholders informed of the latest developments, changes, and requirements. Leadership accessibility can significantly impact team morale and trust. As teams grow, maintaining an approachable demeanor becomes critical. Whether physical or virtual, an open door policy encourages team members to share ideas, concerns, and feedback without fear of repercussions. This policy can be adapted for remote teams by having scheduled open hours on video calls where team members can join freely to discuss their concerns or ideas. Then there's management by walking around, MBWA. For on-site environments, this practice involves leaders spending a part of their day interacting informally with teams across the organization. It's an effective way to keep your finger on the pulse of the team's sentiments and issues. And finally, regular one-on-one meetings with team members provides a private space for more personal or sensitive discussions. These sessions are crucial for understanding individual concerns and providing personalized support. Let's take a look now at feedback flow. Creating a culture where feedback flows freely in both directions, upward and downward, enhances learning and continuous improvement. You want to foster an environment where feedback is seen as a tool for growth, not criticism. Train team leaders and members on how to give and receive feedback constructively. Establish formal and informal channels for feedback. Formal channels might include surveys and feedback forms, while informal ones could be regular check-ins or open forums. To truly embed a two-way feedback culture, it's crucial that feedback leads to action. When team members see that their feedback is taken seriously and can lead to change, they are more likely to engage in open communication. And finally, consider implementing a 360-degree feedback system where team members can receive insights from peers, subordinates, and supervisors. This comprehensive view helps individuals understand how their actions affect others and promotes a broader perspective on teamwork and performance. Mastering communication in a growing business involves structuring updates, remaining accessible, and fostering a robust feedback culture. By enhancing these areas, you can ensure that your team remains united, informed, and motivated even as complexities increase. Effective communication is not just about transmitting information, it's about ensuring it is received, understood, and acted upon, thereby driving your business towards greater success. As a leader, one of your paramount responsibilities is to craft and nurture the culture of your organization. Culture is the unseen yet palpable energy that guides how people feel, behave, and work within the company. As you take on a broader leadership role, your ability to directly influence every aspect of the culture may decrease, but your role in defining, demonstrating, and celebrating the culture becomes even more critical. Here's how to ensure your company culture not only survives, but thrives as the business grows. You want to start by defining your core values. Now, core values are the fundamental beliefs of an organization, the guiding principles that dictate behavior and help people understand the difference between right and wrong. Here's how to effectively define and integrate these values into your company culture. Start by understanding what is truly important to you, your co-founders, and key stakeholders. What beliefs and behaviors do you want to instill in your team? What principles should guide decision-making and interactions within and outside the company? Then, once identified, articulate these values clearly and succinctly. They should be easy to understand and remember. Avoid generic values and instead make them specific to your vision and mission. And finally, values should not be mere posters on the wall. You want to integrate them into all business processes, from hiring and onboarding to performance evaluations and recognition. Make sure that every policy and procedure reflects these values. The culture of a company is often a reflection of its leadership. To ensure the culture aligns with the defined values, you must lead by example. Set a high standard for behavior that reflects the company's core values. This means not just talking the talk, but walking the walk. If integrity is a core value, then make transparent and ethical decisions, even when they're not the easiest or most profitable. Regularly reflect on your own behavior and how it aligns with the values of the company. This could be through self-reflection, seeking feedback from peers, or more structured reviews. Use this insight to improve and adjust your actions continually. And finally, make your commitment to the values visible. Share your experiences and lessons learned that reflect the values in action. This could be through company newsletters, meetings, or casual conversations. Recognizing and celebrating wins, both big and small, reinforces a positive culture and motivates teams to continue working towards the company's goals. Make it a habit to publicly acknowledge team members who exemplify the company's values. This recognition should go beyond just work achievements to include how results were achieved, emphasizing the importance of how over just what. Whether it's celebrating a major project, reaching a sales goal, or marking an anniversary, take the time to celebrate these milestones. These celebrations can help build a sense of community and shared success. And finally, implement regular appreciation mechanisms, such as Employee of the Month, shout-outs in team meetings, or thank you notes for jobs well done. Make appreciation a part of the daily workflow, not just an afterthought. Crafting and sustaining a healthy company culture requires deliberate and consistent effort. By defining clear values, leading by example, and celebrating wins, you can foster a culture that not only attracts top talent, but also nurtures them to perform their best. Remember, the strength of a company lies not just in its business model or market position, but in the robustness of its culture. As you grow in your role and expand your business, keep your culture at the forefront of your leadership agenda. Now let's take a look at decision-making shifts, integrating strategy with instinct. As your business grows, the complexity and implications of your decisions grow with it. Relying solely on instinct, although valuable, may not suffice in the face of scalable operations and increased stakeholder scrutiny. Integrating a more strategic, data-driven approach with your innate instincts can lead to more informed and robust decision-making. Here's how to enhance your decision-making process effectively. In the age of information, data is a critical asset that can significantly enhance decision-making processes. Here's how you can leverage data effectively. Use data analytics tools to gather and analyze data relevant to your business. This can include customer behavior data, financial performance, operational efficiency metrics, and more. Tools like Google Analytics, Tableau, or industry-specific software can provide insights that are not immediately apparent. You want to identify and monitor key performance indicators that are aligned with your business goals. These metrics will help you gauge your company's performance against its strategic objectives and make informed decisions based on quantitative data. Develop a system for regular reporting where data is collected, analyzed, and distributed in a comprehensible format. This ensures that you and your team are always aware of the latest metrics and can quickly identify trends, opportunities, and areas of concern. And finally, utilize data to run scenarios on different business decisions. For example, if considering a new product launch, use market data, customer surveys, and financial projections to evaluate the potential outcomes of the launch. Your team is a valuable source of insights and perspectives that can significantly enhance the decision-making process. Here's how to effectively involve them. First, you want to encourage an environment where team members feel comfortable sharing their insights and opinions. A culture that values every team member's input is likely to surface more nuanced insights and creative solutions. Actively seek out opinions from team members across different roles and departments. This diversity can provide a more rounded view of the potential impacts of any decision. Organize regular brainstorming sessions where team members can discuss potential decisions and provide their input. This not only helps in generating new ideas, but also in assessing the feasibility and potential impact of these ideas from multiple angles. And finally, where appropriate, delegate decision-making authority to your team members. This empowers them and helps them build their own decision-making skills, which can be beneficial for the organization as a whole. While data and team consultations are invaluable, your instincts as a leader still play a critical role. Here's how to balance the two. Sometimes data and consultations will only go so far. In these cases, trusting your gut to make the final call can be crucial, especially in situations where rapid decisions are necessary or where the data is inconclusive. Regularly reflect on past decisions and their outcomes. This reflection helps in understanding when to rely more heavily on data or when to trust your instincts more. And finally, stay informed about decision-making best practices, including emerging tools and methodologies that can help refine both your instinctual and data-driven decision-making skills. Shifting from gut-based to more strategic decision-making doesn't mean disregarding your instincts, but rather enhancing them with robust data and the diverse insights of your team. By fostering a balanced approach that values data, team input, and instincts, you can steer your business towards more informed and effective decisions. This integrative approach not only improves the quality of decisions, but also contributes to a more inclusive and dynamic organizational culture. There you have it, your toolkit for mastering the art of leadership as your business grows. Remember, the transition might be challenging, but it's also a sign of your success. Embrace it and you'll not only survive, but thrive. Now hop on over to the worksheet to complete this segment's exercises.